Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 2 and verse 17, the NLT version. It says, "Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scriptures. Passion for God's house will consume me." That is, the other words, KJV says, "The zeal of the house of the Lord consumes me." Hallelujah. Now picture Jesus in the temple. His eyes ablaze with holy zeal, his hands strong as he overturns the tables of the money changers, whip in hand. This was not random anger, but righteous passion for his Father's house. Though Jesus is the gentlest and kindest man who ever lived, he is also the most passionate. Those who follow him should reflect that same holy fire. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek words en and theos, literally meaning in God. My dear brothers and sisters, the closer you are to God, the more passionate you become about his will and his purposes. The Bible promises in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Following Christ does not mean losing all desire. It means exchanging self-centered cravings for God-shaped longings. Amen? Now, I like what C.S. Lewis once said. He said, beautifully, he noted that we settle for shallow pleasures when infinite joy is offered in Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, sin is not just disobedience. It is an energy drain. Lust, pride, anger, and selfish ambition waste strength, and afterward guilt, shame, and regret drain us further. But remember, obedience to God fuels us. Walking in his ways brings life and energy and joy. Hallelujah. So how can we apply this word to our personal lives? First and foremost, I would encourage you is pursue passion for God's presence. Very, very important. Why? Spending daily time in prayer, worship, and scripture, letting your heart burn for him above all else. Right? Secondly, redirect desires. Ask God to align your longings with his purposes so that your energy is not wasted on sin, but invested in eternal things. Thirdly, live with holy boldness. Like Jesus in the temple, stand courageously for what honors God, even if it means confronting wrongs. Fourthly and lastly, choose obedience as strength. My dear brothers and sisters, when I was young, my mother used to teach me, my grandfather used to tell my mom, "Teach your son obedience," right? Because that's amazing. And I was taught obedience. Remember that obedience is not restrictive. It recharges you with divine energy, peace, and joy. Right? So, let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you and we give you the praise, for you are an awesome God. Lord, you learned obedience through suffering, your word says. You are obedient until the point of death. And we want to say thank you. Lord, even though you cried out all night in Gethsemane, and Lord ultimately said, "Not my will, Father, but your will be done." When that cup of indignation was offered unto Jesus to drink. I pray, Lord, give us that grace to have an obedient heart. Father God, I pray that you'll fill our hearts with the same passion you carried for your Father's house. Forgive us for wasting energy on sin and selfish desires, O God. Redirect our longings so they align with your will, Abba Father. Ignite in us a holy enthusiasm that overflows into worship in service and obedience. And Lord, I pray that may our lives be a reflection of your zeal, and may we find joy and strength in walking with you. Today, Lord, your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst, O Father, and rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you all the glory because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.